The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Very good.
We have with us Bob Mendola, no stranger to our program. You were here a couple weeks ago explaining boundary surveys as well as flood elevation certificates, and you're back today to talk more about surveys. You own Mendola and Associates based in Dunmore. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where various real estate topics are covered and reviewed. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you think you'd be an interesting guest and you have a business, a local business in the area, send us an email or give us a call.
We're always looking for interesting topics, things that we've never done here before. And anybody that owns a business, has a business, manages a business, supervises a business, and it has anything to do with the real estate world, please give us a call or reach out by email.
That's right. The phone number is 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. I hear there's more construction coming.
It's awful. And they took away our parking out in the front, and it's just been congested.
It's always interesting.
Yeah. Bob, you're going to have to figure that out
really.
For me.
Come on, give me a survey. Get me some spots.
Okay, we'll try.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, Bob Mendola, you own and operate Mendola & Associates. You're based in Dunmore. How long have you been surveying? And I do understand it's a family business, so let's talk about that. And what areas do you serve, please?
I appreciate that, Jackie. We've been doing our business for the past 41 years, since 1977. And it's a family-run business. I have my lovely wife, Mary, as a CEO. And have my son, Matt, who's full-time with us, and he's a professional land surveyor, not just in Pennsylvania, but New Jersey and New York, which we are now in a tri-state area. And we do well. I have my other sons and my daughter, Betsy, helping us on a part-time basis. We've been very busy, thank God. And we work together well as a family, and we've been very fortunate.
Good for you. Okay, so you've been doing this a long time. You know your stuff. Today, we brought you in so that we could talk about
our land subdivision and lot consolidation, both a form of subdivision. But I'd like to share some of the things that I've run across with people over the years. And it's becoming more evident so because of cost of land and trying to live in certain areas of the county that you select to live in. But you're finding more and more today that the people, they may have several parcels to their deed, or they may buy a piece of land next door to themselves, either on a tax sale or what have you.
I'd like to buy the house next door to me, too.
Anyway, and so you get people that want to make this property part of their original deed and part of the livable property that's around with the house and et cetera. And one of the key factors for subdividing, and in this case, let's say consolidating or combining the lots, is the fact that say a person has a structure, a principal home, and they have this extra land or an extra lot, and they want to build an accessory structure like a garage. Well, you can't just build a garage on a separate parcel without a principal structure. So here they have two parcels. If they combine them and they go through the process, which I'll get into detail in a few moments, that allows them to develop this property to do other structures like a garage and to do it, you know, do it the right way.
So they merge the two. They have to merge it, and there is a process. So could you explain the process, please?
Okay, thank you, Jackie. People, when they first call, they have no sense of the subdivision process or the planning process, I should say, in each of the municipalities where you might be located. And every municipality, or most of them, in the state of Pennsylvania, have their own planning commissions and zoning boards and things of that nature to deal with the zoning laws and to deal with the properties in those areas. So we always tell our client, our customer, that to start this process, of course, basically you have to survey it and survey the original lot that the house is on, and you survey the other property that you want to merge or combine it with. And to do that, most people don't have this understanding, and I understand, of course, why, because they're not in that area, they're not surveyors, and they're not planners, they're not zoning officials. So when you get into these areas, you have to comply with all the zoning laws in that municipality or that township or that city or that borough. And they have a very structured checklist to follow to do this kind of work. Every municipality has their, what we call a SALDO, which is Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, and they have their own zoning ordinance as well. And in these areas where you're working with land, you have to comply, like you said earlier, with setbacks. So when you're going to do this lot combination for people, you're doing a basic survey, and then you're showing all the other details for that survey to prepare a plan to submit to that planning commission in the municipality that you're located in. Now, to do that, there's also, and a lot of times, not just the local government will ask you to do a certain formal plan, but they'll ask for that plan to be reviewed by the county planning commission as well. And in our case, it's Lackawanna County. But I do this in all other counties in the state of Pennsylvania as well. But so you're working with two independent planning functions, and each depends on their own, on each other, to meet the final approval process for those plans. Now, those plans become involved, and people have no idea why they are that way or what they require, but they're there, and they have to be complied with. And as you said earlier, you got setback requirements. How close to the boundary can you go with the garage or addition of a house, or you're putting a pool in, and of course you want to fence your property. That's another area. However, you have to take your survey and put all this data on your survey plan in order to be able to present it to the planning commission in that municipality.
And so you have government involvement, planning commission meetings, vacations in the summertime, and to have, I mean, anytime you have the government involved in anything,
things just fly right along.
Oh yeah, like
just go smooth as butter.
Speed of light, right? So how long, I'm just thinking time, lots of time, because to do a survey takes a fair amount of time. You can't do that instantly.
That's correct.
And then, of course, then scheduling these meetings and attending these meetings and wow, a lot of time.
Well, and I learned, what I just learned from you is I didn't know that you can't just build a garage, that you have to have a house. I thought that you could if you had this bought a something and knocked it down and put up this beautiful garage and used it for storage, but you can't do that.
Well, that's an interesting point, because I do know in the past, years back, I did some things with land where they just built a garage and they had to go to zoning to get relief because the laws asked for different requirements. And only one instance did we ever have a lot approved. They just put a garage on, and then all heck broke loose. And the planning functions of the zoning boards were at odds with each other to say, why did you allow this?
Oh, what borough was that in? Was that in Scranton or was that in Dunmore?
We had it in Scranton.
Scranton?
We had a situation there. And it was innocent, and the people were good about it. And the zoning members and the planning members were gracious about it. But sometimes things hit like this. And Jackie, you mentioned the most important factor here, and it's time. And these meetings, by the way, are only held once a month. And like you said earlier again, when they go on vacation during the summer, they recess. You don't get a meeting that month. You got to go to the next month, and you got to tell your client this.
And stand in line, because there's others ahead of you.
Absolutely correct.
Right.
And hopefully they don't put the board in a bad mood.
That's another, another factor.
With the board. Yeah. Yes. We've been through this, and... Yeah. Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
We had to go to a meeting for, and this has nothing to do with boundary lines, but just a digital sign in the front of our building, and we had to wait for the hour and a half hearing on the people before us that were changing a use on a building within the borough. So I could just imagine. I mean, I've sat in on some of these meetings, and that not only is the meeting itself long, and you're grilled, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? And this, that, and the other thing. But you're right. You have to have all your facts in order, your maps drawn, all your data. You have all your research, and research takes time. And then getting government officials to make a meeting, attend the meeting, is another story.
Now, Jackie, another interesting factor here that we have to develop, comply with, I should say, is... when we're doing these surveys, want to do all the right things for our customer, for our client, to comply with all these laws and ordinances, one of the important things, and people will say to you, and you can understand why, they'll say, why do you have to do all the extra surveying? Like, for instance, you have to locate all structures, you have to locate... all utilities, you have to show your gas, water, telephone poles. All these things play a part in the approval process. And a lot of times, here's another important area that you don't realize till you get hit with it. In a lot of these deeds and a lot of these properties in different areas, they carry with them some easements for utilities that they may share with the next door neighbor or the property behind them. And now you're getting into a lot of other variables to show this board, these planning boards, you know, what is out there, what you contend with, and you have to make sure these are all addressed properly.
Well, and you're mentioning easements, which are often common on large parcels for utilities, and then ingress and egress for other properties. And you also have sometimes bodies of water, streams, creeks, that run through a property, and then sometimes wetlands. And wetlands really impact the use of and where you can build and where you can develop.
Very good point. Very important point. And people just don't get, if I have wetland, so what? And it has to be addressed. It has to be preserved, or it has to be, as we use the word, mitigated, meaning whatever area you fill in for wetland, you got to create an equal area someplace else. That's another topic on its own that would take much more time than this
program
today
allows. Yeah, right.
But these are, and that's a very good point. And And I could get into later on if we have to, doing the larger subdivisions. I'm just looking at primarily a simple lot subdivision, you know, one lot, or making two lots out of one lot, or taking two lots and combining them. That's the more practical thing that people deal with. But there's another dimension for doing developments for land subdivision.
Okay, so it takes a lot of time. We've already established that. Also, it takes some money to, and we're calling it the approval process, but there's no guarantee there's any approvals after all of this time and money is spent. And
absolutely,
so
Jackie.
You go, and how many times has something been denied?
Absolutely, very correct. And I, as part of my position, my function for my customer to at least see if we're going to go in the right direction or is this going to work, I try to analyze all these factors before we get into the process. This way, they know the chances of this happening or not, being approved or not. That's very, very important to my client.
Well, here you go. So you've been doing surveys, conducting surveys, all different types of surveys for over 40 years.
Correct.
And you have the experience, you have the knowledge, you have the expertise in order to be able to determine, you know, before too much time, too much work goes by, whether this is even feasible.
That's absolutely correct.
So how does someone get in touch with Medulla and Associates, please?
They can call on the telephone at 570-346-8249. Or they could get us on our email at Matt, that's my son, M-A-T-T, at Mendola Surveys, that's one word, plural, .com. So it's Matt at MendolaSurveys.com. If you want to look at our business on the website, you can go to MendolaSurveys.com and see who we are, what we've done over time. And last but not least, you can go on Google or on the internet and look up surveyors or land surveyors. We should pop up one, two, or three.
Excellent. Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a great office building at 1344 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for only $79,000. This building is across the street from the Lackawanna County Prison and one block from the new Central Court building. It's currently used as a dentist office, but it would accommodate many other businesses. It's got a large parking lot in the rear with seven parking spots. The second floor of the building is currently being used for storage. There are two bathrooms. The lower level has a walkout basement, and this is in a high traffic area. That's a commercial property with parking at 1344 North Washington Avenue in Scranton for only $79,000, and that's listed by Phoebe Keating of our office.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM. The Talker. We'll be right back after a very brief break.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Yes, we're learning lots of new things today. Things I didn't know. I had no idea.
Lots. Is that a pun on words?
Yeah.
Yay.
This lot, that lot.
Yes, we're talking.
Combining lots.
Combining lots. Specifically, our discussion today with Bob Mendola, owner of Mendola and Associates, based in Dunmore. Thank you for being here with us. We're having an excellent discussion with you, and we feel like we're learning a lot. We're talking about combining lots, merging lots, what people can do, what they can't do. The first half of the show, we mentioned the word setbacks. I would like to revisit setbacks because setbacks, based on municipalities, could be different and certainly governed by the zoning classification. Could you tell me more specifically about setbacks,
please? Yes, what is a setback?
Setback is the amount of distance that whatever zone you're in, it's that amount of space that you have to be so far away from the boundary with your structure, with your building addition or your garage, and it's an area that you have to keep open and you can't go into it for the requirement for that particular zone. There's different zones vary. I'll give you a quick example. You have R1A zones and R1 zones that are a little more restrictive than, let's say, R2 zone.
What is an R1A? What is
R1A, single-family dwelling, and they're a little bit tougher in requirements for having more of a setback distance requirement, as opposed to, let's say, R2 and R3 zones, which are multi-family zones, and those restrictions are not as great as a single-family dwelling.
Let's talk about setbacks, because a lot of people think they're just on the sides. They're on every portion of your lot, your front, your rear, your sides.
That is a very good point, Jackie. You are correct, and something we try to get across to our clients. Usually, front setbacks are the greatest distance of a requirement to stay back from your front boundary line. The next larger setback of the rest of the setbacks on the sides is your rear setback. You may be adjoining an alley or court or another neighbor, and that's usually the second largest setback requirement. Your sides are the least amount, usually anywhere between 4 and 8 feet. But when we say that you're restricted and you have to comply, there is one area that you can look at as far as looking for relief for these distances on setbacks. And let's say your lot is not that large, not that wide, not that deep, and you want to go for a little lesser setback than what's required by that zone, you have the option to go to the Zoning Board of Appeals in that municipality. That's the only body in local government that can waive or vary those requirements. We call them variances or waivers or relief from the given setbacks. Is it a guarantee? No, but it's an avenue that you can address or approach and to get some relief to do some of the building layouts that you want to do.
So what's entailed in that process? Do you have to have neighbor approval?
Very key point. Neighbors are very important for relief for zoning requirements or for zoning and planning requirements. They could go your direction, as you mentioned, if you have all your adjoining property owners agreeing to what you want to do. That's a very, very big help. And if you have that kind of goodwill feeling from your neighbors, your chances for relief for setbacks is a lot better.
Okay. Let's talk about the final approval process.
The final approval is key to this, of course, this whole thing that we try to do with either lot subdivision or lot combination or consolidation, as we call it, where once you do all the technical aspects, the surveying, the mapping, and you prepare these plans to go before the Planning Commission and in some cases the Zoning Board as well. Once you get final approval for what you're trying to accomplish, by law, and this is very important, by law, when that drawing is signed and approved by the Planning Commission and or the zoning board, and in some cases, the town fathers, the supervisors or council people in that locale as well. When you get these plans signed, you have 90 days to have these plans recorded in the courthouse to be valid. If you don't do it in that window of time, you got to go back through the whole process again.
Oh, my.
And it's not very, very easy to do. It's not friendly because people are not happy that they missed that time element. But if that happens, then we have to take new drawings through that process and sign them all over again.
What an expense.
It could be much more expensive than the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Very, very important.
Nothing like paying for the same thing twice.
you don't want to do that.
No, so that's important. Strict timelines and get done what you need to get done.
Absolutely.
And it's important to have a surveyor like you who is familiar with all of these ins and these outs. This is a tricky road.
Well, I can be thankful for the success I've had only because my approach with my customer is this. If you're going to spend money with me or on me for my services, let's make sure we have the best shot at getting approved. If I see something or a hurdle or something negative in this process for what we're trying to do with one particular area versus another town or borough, with my experience and with knowing people in the ranks, I could get a flavor of if it's going to work or not.
Now, oftentimes when you're going to the hearings, the meetings for zoning approval, do you attend?
I represent my client always. They're welcome to come along with me, and they can do, you know, be glad. I'd be happy to have them testify on their own behalf of to tell the board and tell members what they're trying to do. It always makes it more relaxing to hear somebody that owns the property talking about it. If they don't go, I can represent them and get the same thing accomplished, hopefully.
Okay. Bob, is an attorney necessary in this process?
Absolutely, in the aspect where once I do my plan, get it approved, part of that subdivision or lot consolidation, I have to prepare a legal description for the new deed that the attorney will write up for these new parcels. And that attorney will take my legal description and prepare the deed. I can't do that by my license. Only the attorney can. So he'll take that legal description I write up, make the new deed, take the new deed with the approved drawing to the recorder of deeds office to have it recorded.
Okay, so there's a lot of moving parts to this. And, of course, getting somebody on board that has the knowledge and expertise would be quite helpful. How does someone get in touch with Bob Mendola at Mendola & Associates, please?
You can call on by phone at 570-346-8249. Or you can go online or on Google or on the Internet and look up land surveyors or surveyors. And I should come up either one, two, or three on the listing. We have an email address. It's my son, Matt, M-A-T-T, at MendolaSurveysPlural.com. And if you want to see who we are and what we've done over the last 41 years, you can go on our website, MendolaSurveys.com.
Thank you, Bob. Would you come back next week, please?
I would be more than happy to.
We love having you here.
Thank you for so much.
We appreciate that. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a gorgeous 5-bedroom, 4-bath home at 151 German Drive in Waverly for $389,000. This beautiful brick home sits on 1 acre of land. It's got a circular driveway, a 2-car garage. The entrance leads to a 2-story foyer with marble floors. This is really stunning. It's one of those beautiful homes. It has wood and tile floors throughout. It has a stone wood-burning fireplace, ceiling-to-floor windows. It's got a wet bar in the family room, a huge 3-season porch that leads to an expansive deck overlooking the yard. It's really gorgeous up there. We have drone pictures and everything of this house. The large kitchen has a pantry with a half bath. The finished lower level walks out to a covered patio that has a whirlpool tub, shower. It has an additional bedroom. This would be a perfect in-law suite. That's a beautiful 5-bedroom, 4-bath home, on 1 acre of land at 151 German Drive in Waverly for $389,000. And that's listed by Megan Pazzamato and Andrew Planey of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Special birthday wishes to my mom, celebrating her birthday this week. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.